We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. Romans 6:6. Hi, I'm Rob West. Being born again in Christ changes a person. We're given a new nature that fights against our old, corrupt nature. Sometimes the evidence of this is in the area of finances. Straight ahead, a journey to faithful stewardship. And then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. You know, it's a great privilege to be able to interact with you folks, answering your financial questions and helping whenever possible. That was especially true recently when Bobby in Nebraska called into the program. Bobby is in a lot of debt. He's had a car repossessed and was delinquent on medical and credit card debt. He'd failed to pay back overdraft loans with a credit union, and they'd been sent to collections. But now, Bobby is committed to turning his life and his finances around, and he wanted advice on how to do that. I asked him if there's been any kind of change in his life since accumulating that debt. Quite a bit of change, as it turns out. Bobby tells it better than I could, so let's hear him in his own words.
Back then, I was big into partying, and I was addicted to drugs, and I sold drugs, and I went to prison for it. Well, now I'm clean and sober. I don't do none of that kind of stuff. I actually have money in my bank account.
Praise
September 10th, 2021 was the biggest start of it, and that's when I gave my life to Jesus Christ. And now I'm just trying to get everything back in line or get everything to where it needs to be.
Man. To God be the glory, Bobby. That's incredible. I'm so thrilled to hear that you've invited Christ into your life as your Savior and that you're sober and God has rescued you from that and you're wanting to get back on track as a steward of God's resources. That's amazing. So I'm just delighted to hear that. Here's what I'm okay, so that was a few weeks ago. We advised Bobby to pull copies of his credit reports from Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion because at that point he wasn't even sure of who all he owed money. We also recommended that he contact Christian credit counselors for help with some of his debt, mostly credit cards. Getting on a debt management plan with one monthly payment would help him pay off those debts faster. We offered to connect Bobby with one of our certified Christian financial counselors, that's CERT CFC for short, at no charge, to work with him one-on-one to develop a budget and a plan for paying off those debts. Finally, we took a moment to pray for Bobby, thanking our Heavenly Father for miraculously intervening and extending to him the gift of eternal life. There's no question that accepting Christ as his Savior has dramatically changed Bobby's life. He gave up drugs, got out of prison, began saving money, and felt a burden to repay old debts. Now, several biblical principles are at work here. First, the body as a temple, leading Bobby to give up drugs. 1 Corinthians 6:19 reads, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own." Next, humility. Bobby humbled himself and asked for help on a network radio program. This isn't easy to do, but Proverbs 22:4 tells us the reward for humility and fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. Another biblical principle now guiding Bobby is honesty. God hates dishonesty so much that he codified his disapproval in the ninth commandment, found in Exodus 20:16. It warns, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor." And the Apostle Paul teaches in Colossians 3:9 that dishonesty should have no place in those who are born again. It says, "Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices." Bobby felt a burden to own up to his debt. He didn't deny it. The Bible tells us that if we owe someone money, we should pay it back. Psalm 37:21 reads, "The wicked borrows and does not pay back, but the righteous is generous and gives." And Romans 13:8 tells us, "Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another, for whoever loves others has fulfilled the law." Now, all of those are important, but perhaps the biblical financial principle that most guides Bobby's life now is stewardship. He wants to get his finances in order. 1 Corinthians 4:2 reads, "It is required of stewards that they be found faithful." and we were so grateful to be able to help Bobby on his journey to faithful stewardship. Now, if you need help getting your finances in order, getting on a budget, developing a plan to pay down debt and to save, well, we hope you give us a call as well. We would love to help you. That number, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Back with your questions after this. Stick around.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Who are the most generous people on earth? We might think of billionaires known for philanthropy. They give more than the rest of us will make in a lifetime. But in God's economy, He looks not at the gift amount, but the heart of the giver. We see this in Luke 21, where the rich donated to the temple, but a poor widow gave everything she had. Jesus said, "All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on." May we also be generous, offering up our whole lives to God, knowing He treasures even the smallest deeds of faith. You'll grow in your walk with Christ through time in God's Word. Try out Anchor Devotional today. Visit getanchor.com.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. Financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
This is Jan Markell. Next on Understanding the Times Radio, I talk to Pastor Jack Hibbs and Pastor Brandon Holthouse. As today's issues become more chaotic, it is so important that we remind one another, nothing is out of control because God is always in control. That's next on Understanding the Times Radio.
Saturday afternoon at 1 Central and Sunday afternoon at noon Central on American Family Radio.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. It's time to take your calls and questions here in just a moment. That number, 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. Whatever's on your mind today, we'd love to hear from you, talk about it, encourage you, and point you back to God's Word so you can make a decision in light of biblical truth. The Lord has a lot to say about this topic. 2,300 verses in God's Word that deal with some element of money and possessions. That's a lot, right? Is it because God needs our money? No, it all belongs to Him. It's really about what He wants for us, in my view, not what He wants from us. And so we need to understand those big ideas and themes found in Scripture, the idea that God owns it all, and we have a stewardship responsibility, not just of our time and our talents, but our treasure, the resources that he's entrusted to us alongside the other things we steward, like relationships and truth, God's word. And so as we lean into that and realize this is an important calling, we will stand to give an account someday for how we've managed God's money. Well, we want to help you get that right, just like all of the programming here at American Family Radio, to help you live according to a biblical worldview. But we realize there's very practical decisions and choices you have in your financial life. And so we'd love to give you a forum to put those on the table today, whether that's something you're wrestling with and you need help making a decision, or perhaps like we started today and you just want to share a story of God's faithfulness, like Bobby, our caller, did a few weeks ago. And we'd love to hear those stories as well. It's an encouragement not only to us, but to everyone listening. So now's your time to get in on the conversation. 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's see, in the news today, in light of so many scams affecting seniors today, one of which continues to be a problem among seniors, and it's the Medicare marketing misrepresentation. I know it's a long name. Let me explain. A caller usually claims to be from Medicare and offers expanded benefits by answering a few questions and giving consent. However, behind that friendly, quote, Medicare employee is actually an insurance agent looking to make a sale. Now, this, of course, violates Medicare rules, but it unfortunately happens more often than it should. A 2022 Senate Finance Committee report revealed that frequent instances of agents was occurring, and they were changing seniors' health plans without their informed consent. While Medicare is a federal program, brokers and agents help seniors navigate the complex enrollment process. However, since they aren't compensated for each person they enroll, some may be tempted to put profits over the best interests of seniors. And these brokers are subject to oversight, but violations do occur, and the consequences can be significant. Seniors often don't realize what's happening until weeks later, when they find themselves facing higher costs or having to switch doctors and facilities. So it's important to know that Medicare employees never make unsolicited calls to seniors about their benefits. Likewise, brokers and agents are not allowed to make unsolicited calls or leave flyers at home unless they've requested an appointment. So if you're unsure about a call, hang up and reach out to Medicare directly. If you think you or a loved one has been a victim of misrepresentation, just contact your state's Senior Medicare Patrol to report the fraud. That's a national resource center that provides valuable resources to help protect you and your loved ones from deceptive practices. Medicare is, of course, a lifeline for millions of seniors, but the system can be confusing. So be cautious, ask questions, never give out personal information over the phone to someone you don't know. You know what? By staying vigilant, you can protect yourself from fraud and ensure you get the coverage that's right for you. Listen, this is going to come in all shapes and sizes. So it could come by email, it could come by a phone call, it could be somebody saying they're from the IRS, or somebody that says you won sweepstakes. I mean, it could be any, you know, type of scam. The key is, it always comes down to, don't give information over the computer, over the phone, to people that contact you. If they're, excuse me, legitimate, they shouldn't be asking for that unless you requested the information. So hang up, call someone directly, find the direct channel to contact that vendor that they claim they're from, and don't respond to somebody who's reaching out to you, no matter what form of communication it is. So hopefully that's helpful to you today. I know this is increasingly becoming difficult for folks, especially seniors, who can get confused about these things, especially when technology is involved. So if that's you, just be vigilant. And if you have somebody in your life who needs you to walk alongside them, just keep them up to date on the latest scams so they can spot these sooner rather than later. All right, let's dive into those phone calls today. Whatever is on your mind financially, you can call right now, 800-525-7000. Let's begin in Florida today, and we'll welcome Joshua to the broadcast. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have this question because I have a 403B in an organization which is not increasing that much, and I was mentioned to do an annuity and I was going to transfer $25,000 to that, but it's going to be locked for 10 years. So I'm have concern with that, because if I have an emergency, it will be an issue. But the other thing is, there's some fees. I don't know if they're going to be charging some fees, monthly fee on that, based on the contract. So I don't know if that will be a right move for me to do that, or if there's another way that I can do a financial stability.
It's a great question, Joshua, and I'm delighted to hear that you are thinking about the future. Putting something aside on a systematic basis is the very best way to build wealth, so you have something alongside Social Security, assuming you paid into the system FICA taxes long enough to qualify for Social Security. That's never intended to cover more than 35 to 40% of your pre-retirement income. So having something else that you can use to convert to an income stream throughout the rest of your life, no matter what God calls you to in that season, is critical. And your most powerful wealth building tool is your income today, so long as you live below your means and you have a surplus to put aside. And putting that into a tax-deferred environment like a 403B is a great option. Now, in terms of the money that's already in there, if this is a 403B set up by your employer, your church, and you're still employed, you're not going to be able to move it out of there. But is that the case? You're still with the church that set up the 403B that you're participating in? Is that right?
No, I'm retired. I received.
Oh, you're retired.
Yeah, just to have that for... If anything happened, my kids can handle my situation with my wife, because it will be my wife at $25,000 and myself $25,000. And I'm going to have a $15,000 in a saving account for 6 months secure. So, but I want something to grow with the $25,000 that I have, because it's not growing not much right now.
I see. Very good. So are you living on Social Security alone? Is that enough to cover your bills?
So far, God has been faithful, and I have covered.
Okay, very good. Yeah, you've got a couple of options here. I mean, my preference would be, because this is in a 403B, you don't need to worry about the tax consequences. You would roll it to an IRA. And at that point, you've got probably got three options in terms of how to invest it. And this would be my preference over an annuity, because of the reasons you mentioned: less returns, higher costs, less access to the money. One would be a robo-advisor like the Schwab Intelligent Portfolios. The other would be some of the faith-based investing mutual funds. And a third would be soundmindinvesting.org. Let's do this. I'll unpack each of those after the break. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Streaming.afa.net has now become AFA Stream, and you can find it at stream.afa.net. You see, we removed the letters ING. Our experts have determined that eliminating those three keystrokes, multiplied over hundreds of thousands of AFA Stream visits, could reduce the national debt and maybe increase the gross domestic product. AFA Stream, formerly streaming.afa.net. Improvements to the economy are purely theoretical.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
The cell phone is the new transistor radio. Just like your grandfather may have carried his radio wherever he went, you carry your phone with you all the time. Which means you can listen to American Family Radio anytime you want with the AFR app. You'll find live talk programming, 24-hour Christian music, and access to podcasts of all your favorite AFR shows. Just go to the App Store and download the AFR app for free. Your grandfather would be proud.
Paying too much for health insurance? Frustrated by high deductibles and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high costs of healthcare. Take control over your healthcare costs with a program from CHM that could save you up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi.
That's chministries.org/faithfi.
I'm Chelsea Wildman, Associate Director of the AFA Foundation. Occasionally, there are those that have a more complicated financial situation. If that's you, we would love to set up a phone consultation with our team and Rob West, host of Faith Fi on American Family Radio. We will go over your specific situation. If you are interested, please give us a call, 1-800-326-4543, extension 345, or you can visit us at afafoundation.net.
We are grateful for support from the Eventide Center for Faith and Investing. ECFI is an educational initiative of Eventide Asset Management that seeks to help Christians understand and practice biblically faithful investing. They do this through their podcast and online journal featuring articles from industry thought leaders and their course called Discover God's Story for Investing. More information is available at faithandinvesting.com. That's faithandinvesting.com.
So thankful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Your questions today being answered. We'd love to hear from you. What's on your mind financially? 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Before the break, we were talking to Joshua. He's retired as a pastor, has $25,000 that was in a 403B. He doesn't need it. By God's grace, he's been able to live modestly on Social Security alone. He's wanting to get it out of the 403B and perhaps see it grow a little bit more effectively. Someone had suggested an annuity. He had some caution around it. I agreed in that, you know, the downside of an annuity is you're adding complexity. There's additional fees. You lose access to the money in part because if you want to get to it, you're going to have surrender penalties beyond a certain percentage each year. And often you're sacrificing return potential. The upside is you can transfer the risk to the insurance company. So some folks say, listen, above all else, I just want to know that I can have a guaranteed return and I'm willing to give up some other things for that. And that's where an annuity can make sense in this situation. So what I'd recommend, Joshua, is that you roll it out to an IRA. That's not a taxable event. But then you have to decide how it's going to be invested. And I think you've got a few options there. There's some wonderful mutual fund families that are faith aligned. So they would exclude companies that are misaligned with your Christian values. They'd seek out other companies that not only have a compelling value to shareholders to, you know, provide risk-adjusted returns for the mutual fund, but also they're promoting human flourishing. And it could be a great option for you. You probably have heard about Timothy Plan. I mean, we've talked about Timothy Plan, you know, back before I was host of this program. And when Dan Celia was on the airwaves here at AFR, he talked a lot about Timothy Plan, a wonderful fund family, Eventide, One Ascent, Guidestone, so many others that are just doing incredible work. Now, if you wanted a list of those mutual funds that you could invest in, if you rolled the 403B to an IRA at, let's say, Fidelity or Schwab, they would all allow you to have access to these fund families. You could download a list of them at faithandinvesting.com/faithfi. That's faithandinvesting.com/faithfi. The other option is you could check out our friends at soundmindinvesting.org, and they could help you make the investment selections. The third option is you could use what's called a robo-advisor, and I would probably recommend the Schwab Intelligent Portfolios. You'd open an IRA at Schwab, you'd roll the 403B over to it, and then you'd invest it in the Schwab Intelligent Portfolios. And basically, you'd answer a series of questions about your age and your goals and your risk tolerance. And then the algorithm would build a very low-cost but very high-quality portfolio that just captures the broad moves of largely the bond market because you're in a retirement season, but with some smaller allocation to stocks. But again, not picking individual stocks, just using the big indexes so you'd get the broad moves of the stock and bond market. But it's very cost effective. So all three of those, I think, could be compelling options for you to explore. Is that helpful, though?
Yes, it is. It is because it's been a while that we are trying to sign the contract, but I have concern with that. So
yeah, Yeah. This would give you a lot more flexibility over being able to access the money, invest it the way you want to, and have a lot more control over the fees as well. And so I think perhaps, you know, your discernment that this is not the right direction is something you ought to pay attention to. And listen, if down the road you decide you want to put into an annuity, you'd always have that option. But once you sign this contract, you're going to be kind of stuck there for the time being. So, hey, thanks for your call today. All the best to you, sir. Let's see, 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We started today by talking about scams, particularly scams that are taking place with regard to Medicare marketing misrepresentation, where insurance agents are calling and claim to be from Medicare offering expanded benefits, but ultimately they're insurance agents looking to make a sale. Certainly not all insurance agents by any means are unscrupulous. Not saying that at all. I'm just saying this is a more common practice that we're seeing. And it really is unethical the way it's going down. But just, I think that's a good warning that's more general in nature to the rise in scams, especially those that are connected to the IRS and Medicare as it relates to seniors. Maggie in Texas, I understand you have an experience with this. Go right ahead.
Yes, yes, sir. I just had a little bit different version of the sales pitch, I'm pretty sure, and I kind of felt pressured, and I kind of figured that's what it was. But just the other day, I was sitting in McDonald's. I think I was actually eating something or drinking coffee. I don't know, early morning. And a lady came. There were other tables around. She's nicely dressed. And she asked if she could sit at my table. And I said, sure, you know. And I thought, oh, this is another person the Lord is bringing for me to share that Jesus is coming soon.
Yeah,
meaning,
sure.
You know, be ready, meaning be ready. Soon, meaning when it starts to happen, you better be ready. The Lord kind of gave me a ministry. And so she sat there and she, when she saw that I wasn't really interested in opening the table up for conversation, she pulled her computer out and I asked her, are you from here? And she said, no, she's from Fort Worth, her card said. But anyway, this, she says under her name, and I won't give the name of herself or the company, but
all right,
underneath her name it says insurance broker, and then at the bottom in smaller letters, Medicare plans, comma, cancer and hospital plans, comma, annuities, life, health, dental, vision. And when she asked me, I said, well, I have a plan I'm okay with. I don't think I'm going to get anything better. And I told her the name of the company, you know, and that it was an Advantage plan. And she said, oh, well, I could get you a better version. And she was really interested in talking about that, but I felt pressured, and I have good reason. I have a ton of things. In fact, I have so many questions, I have enough to keep your line busy for weeks. But a lot of it I can do on my own. I need to do some sorting and listing and prioritizing, but I have so much to do. I feel like I'm drowning sometimes with trying to get my own. But I felt pressured, and you know, I think I'm answering my own question, is that if you feel a little bit pressured, that's probably the Holy Spirit saying.
I think you're exactly right. I hate to cut you off. I've got to hit a hard break, but we'll be right back.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
When money takes a place that it was never intended to take, competing with first position in our lives, taken out of God's original context, our goal is to make sure that money stays in its proper context as a tool to accomplish God's purposes. We want to help you do that as we look through the lens of Scripture at the practical decisions and choices you're making every day. And so let's talk about it.
Faith and Finance with Rob West, weekdays at 9 a.m. Central or on the AFR app.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Have you downloaded the FaithFi app yet? You need to do that today, because this is going to make your life easier. Yes, you can manage your money through the in-app envelope feature, but also plan out future goals. I want to buy a house in 5 years, and I'm on track to do that. Here's also what I like. You can connect with people around the country. It's like social media, but better. Ask a question, get an answer, and share what you're learning about money and investing. So why don't you grab your phone right now and download the FaithFi app?
Streaming.afa.net has now become AFA Stream, and you can find it at stream.afa.net. You see, we've removed the letters ING. Our experts have determined that eliminating those three keystrokes, multiplied over hundreds of thousands of AFA Stream visits, could reduce the national debt and maybe increase the gross domestic product. AFA Stream, formerly streaming.afa.net. Improvements to the economy are purely theoretical.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. For more than 30 years, they've offered financial wisdom for living well. SMI provides step-by-step guidance for do-it-yourself investors, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. More information, including a short video webinar on profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. I've had a chance to visit a bit more with Maggie off the air, and I think her big takeaway was, you know what, don't ever feel pressured to do something. If something has to happen right now and you can't think about it, you can't wait, then that's a telltale sign that this is not something you need to be involved in. That's just a sales tactic to get you to sign on the dotted line with something you're obviously not comfortable with. Doesn't mean it's not legitimate. Doesn't mean you may not ultimately follow through with it, regardless of what it is. But if there's pressure involved and it's got to happen now and you can't walk away and get back to the person, then I would just say that's the clear indication that you don't need to go ahead with it. If you have a question today in your financial life, give us a call, 800-525-7000. We've got here in this segment an opportunity for you to get in on the conversation and share with us what's going on in your financial life. It could be something related to scams. Maybe you've been a victim of identity theft, or you've been recently notified that your information has been compromised. You're wondering where to go from here. Maybe it's getting that credit score up, paying down debt, getting back on budget in light of high inflation, or just navigating this stock market, which is just so challenging to figure out as of late with the sell-off in early March, and then we came raging back, and yet we know we've likely got a recession ahead of us. How do you think about all of that? Any of these questions are in play today. The number to call, 800-525-7000. I've got lines open for you, and you can call right now. Let's go back out to Texas. Hi, George. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Rob. How you doing today?
I'm well, thank you.
I want to say thank you to you and to Sandy for all the help you've given me. But anyway, I don't know how much information she gave you on me, or if you have questions for me, or I do have some questions for you.
All right, sure, just a little bit. I do have some details. And by the way, you're right, Sandy's phenomenal, our call screener. But just give us a quick overview of what's going on in your life here, George.
Well, I'm a 76-year-old. I call it pre-tired. I actually retired from a job, and then on a Friday went back to work pretty much full time on the Monday. So anyway, wow. I've been working on and off since the retirement. So I'm kind of pre-tired, trying to work 2-3 days a week, sometimes 5 days, sometimes two and a, you know, so it's quite variable. So a couple of questions I have concerning that, I guess, what is the best way for me to handle Social Security, I guess, or taxes and withholding taxes, since I'm basically contract labor now, and they don't take that out of my check every month. So what percent of each should I set aside maybe, or should I send in like a quarterly report to Uncle Sam? IRS?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, typically you're going to want to set aside, you know, on average, I think about 25 to 30% of your income to pay taxes. It's going to ultimately come down to your effective tax rate. And that's harder to determine in the first year because of the change and so forth. But, you know, if it's mainly kind of side jobs and so forth, I mean, I think that 30% number would typically be a good starting point. What you may want to do is visit with a CPA just to, you know, kind of run through all of this and determine your tax bracket, any deductions and credits for which you'd qualify, you know, based on the work that you're doing. Because, you know, as an independent contractor, you know, you're going to have that self-employment tax, which, you know, when you're an employee, you're used to half of that being covered by your employer. But when you're self-employed, you owe the full 15.3% self-employment tax on your net earnings to cover Social Security and Medicare. And then obviously, you know, the federal and possibly state income tax. And then, yes, to your point about quarterly payments, you are going to want to make estimated tax payments, which would be made quarterly to the IRS and your state agency, if that's applicable, just so you don't get hit with any penalties, because the IRS doesn't want to wait and get it all at once, you know, at the end of the year when you file your return. So I would say if you start right up front with that 30% number, probably on the upper end 35%, and then do some tax planning. Maybe you go sit with a CPA who's going to file your taxes at least for the first year, now that you've made so many changes, just to ensure that, number one, you're paying the right amount, but number two, you're taking full advantage of every deduction available to you, which obviously there's a lot more liberty there as a self-employed individual, where you have documented and reasonable business costs that you can deduct from your income. But is that helpful?
It sure is. And can I ask something real quick again?
Sure.
Kind of dovetailing to that, you know, when I was working full time and they were taking X number of dollars out of my check and putting into the 401k, which was, of course, tax deferred.
That's right.
They don't do that anymore. And so it's I guess I want to get back into maybe setting some more aside into my investment accounts. I have to do that myself now. So how?
Yeah,
how
exactly
I do that,
right. So you've got a couple of options. The simplest and quickest would be probably a Roth IRA, or if you want the deduction like you had in your 401k, you could use a traditional IRA. And if you're over the age of 50, then you could put in $8,000 for the year 2024. And then as soon as we roll into 25, you could do another $8,000. Now, if you have the ability to do more than $8,000 a year, $16,000 over the next, you know, several months between 24 and 25, then as a self-employed person, you'd want to look at something called a SEP IRA, which is basically just like a traditional IRA, except it's for self-employed individuals. And that SEP IRA would allow you to put in far more than the $8,000. You could put in up to 25% of your total compensation, or a max of $69,000 for the year 2024, whichever is less. So that would be an option. And you can have a SEP IRA alongside a traditional IRA. So, you know, whereas with the Roth and the traditional, you can only put in $8,000 combined between the two of them. But with a SEP, you could put in the full $8,000 into a traditional and then put in another up to $69,000 or 25% of your compensation, whichever is less. And those are very easy to open. I'd probably open one at Fidelity or Schwab, start making a regular contribution, and then you could just, you know, invest those in a high-quality, low-cost mutual fund of some kind. Does that make sense?
Sure does. One thing, you said $69,000 or what percentage?
Or 25% of your total comp, whichever is less.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a lot of things to think about and get in order.
All right.
Okay, well, Rob, I should thank you, and y'all have a great day.
Absolutely, George. Thank you for your call, sir. Lord bless you. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Sal is in Mississippi. We're going to hold that call, Sal, until right after the break, because I've got a break coming up here in just a moment, and I don't want to cut you short. Sal is going through a divorce, has some credit card debt, And just wondering how to handle that, as well as the retainer to the attorney and just all that's going on there financially. And so we'll tackle that just around the corner. We've got other calls coming in, but perhaps one or two lines open for the final questions in our final segment here just around the corner. That number to call, 800-525-7000. Hey, before we hit this break, this is a great time for me to remind you that Faith and Finance is a listener-supported ministry. So we only bring you this along with American Family Radio because of your listener support. So if you'd like to support our work here, you've been encouraged or found something helpful, just go to faithfi.com and click give. By the way, when you're there, if you want to become a FaithFi partner and support us monthly at $35 a month or more, you'll get pre-release copies of all of our studies and devotions. And our new devotion, Look at the Sparrows on Financial Fear, is due out in 2 weeks. We'll be right back.
We don't have to be like the 10 that said it can't be done, it's too big, the giants are too big. We need to be like Joshua and Caleb and say, you know what, there are giants. This is a massive problem. When you have a nation that is ignorant of the principles that produce a free society, start where you can. It's the only way I know. It's a little bit at a time.
Join Walker Wildman and Rick Green as they tackle today's issues from a biblical and a constitutional perspective. At the Core, 1 p.m. Central weekdays on AFR. Every weekday, strengthen your family and your faith with Family Talk.
I had the same brain when I was at the bottom of the class that I had at the top of the class. Exactly the same brain, but a different attitude. What does that tell us about our responsibility to develop the intellect of the people in our spheres of influence?
Don't miss Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson. Every weekday at 6:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. Central on AFR.
What's most important to you when it comes to choosing your financial advisor? Someone who's aligned with your biblical values? How about someone who will take the time to explain your options? Certified Kingdom Advisors are professionals who meet high standards in competence and integrity and have been trained to offer biblical financial advice. To find a certified Kingdom advisor in your area, visit faithfi.com and click Find a CKA.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Let's go to Saul in Mississippi. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. I am just trying to figure out, how, like, I'm about $26,000 in credit card debt now. My husband walked out on us. And for a while, he was paying the bills, but then he stopped. We now have a court order that, you know, makes it better. But in that meantime, we did rack up some debt. I'm almost to the limit on the card.
Yeah.
And my credit score used to be like 780, but now it's quite a bit lower. Yeah. And we're going to need we're doing fine without any major expenses, but now with having to pay extra lawyer fees and, you know, we're looking at getting the roof on the house replaced in the next year or so.
Yeah.
I'm wondering what the best option is for, you know, do we take a home equity line on our house or what do we do?
Yeah. Boy, Saul, I'm so sorry. I know this is a lot and it's weighing on you and there's just so many things going on here. And certainly the financial piece of this is adding additional pressure and stress. And so we need to ask the Lord to intervene here. Obviously, we can pray toward a restoration of the marriage. That would be preeminent. But regardless of how this plays out, we trust him as your provider and sustainer. And we need to just, you know, take one step at a time here. And you need people around you who can give you wise counsel and encouragement. And we'd love to help to provide that as you navigate this. Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to give you the gift of a Christian financial counselor, a certified Christian financial counselor who could walk alongside you over several sessions, just to try to get everything documented in terms of where do you stand, what is the income you have, what are the expenses you have, what debts do you have, kind of where are we at in, you know, the process of figuring out who's going to be responsible for what, assuming you do end up getting divorced, and just, you know, taking this 1 month at a time as you navigate this. We'll cover the cost of that if you'd be willing to take advantage of it. And this would be a trained, godly financial counselor who would work with you over the phone over a series of meetings just to try to get everything in place and help you put a plan together. Because often when we're going through something as traumatic as this is, everything just becomes cloudy. It's hard to make a decision. You know, it's hard to see the path forward. And so having somebody who's trained in this area, who, you know, shares your values and can encourage you spiritually and pray for you, but also help you make the right financial moves, you know, I think would be really helpful. Is that something you'd take advantage of if we provided it?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Let's do that. So I'm going to have you hold the line. Sandy's going to get your information, and we're going to get one of our certified Christian financial counselors in touch with you just to kind of help you put a plan together on where you go from here. And hopefully that'll give you some clarity and some encouragement. And then this will all, you know, play out over time and become clear as to how this proceeds. But just be sure to call us after you get on the other side of this. And we want to hear God's the testimony of the Lord's faithfulness to you. And we know it's certainly going to be challenging, but he's going to walk every step with you. He said he'll never leave us or forsake us. And we can trust in that. And this is a difficult season, and we'll have those in this world. But the Lord is right there with us. And so you can be confident in that today. And we will hope we can play a small part in just being an encouragement to you and helping you get some wise counsel. So stay right there. We'll get your information and get somebody in touch with you, and won't cost you a penny. We'll take care of everything. God bless you. Thanks for calling today. Let's go to Texas. Hi, Dorothy. Go ahead.
Hello there. Hello there.
Hi.
I am trying to play catch up with my retirement accounts.
All right.
And so I was told that you can put $8,000 a year. Is that per account, or is that across all accounts?
It's per person. So per Social Security number, if you're talking about an IRA, you can put in over the age of 50 up to $8,000 across all of your IRAs. So if you had one IRA or five IRAs, you can't put in more than $8,000 total per person for that tax year.
Okay. And so how can we put away more? Unfortunately, you know, the consequences of an ill-spent youth, have really only been saving for about 10 years. So I need to double down, and I am in a position that I can, as in, you know, I have a good job now, so I can pay more in another something, but I really don't know anything about investments.
Yeah, no problem. You come to the right place. So let's talk about what options you have available to you. So we mentioned the first one. That's an IRA. Are you married, Dorothy?
Yes, I am. My husband is currently retired already, and he has a fixed income. I have a 457B. I work for the school district. I also have a TRS account that they fund, you know, take money out of my check. And then I also have a Roth IRA. So I was really hoping that I could put in.
Yes, I think we lost you there for a second, but I got most of that. So that's helpful. Now, a retired spouse can, you know, contribute to an IRA as a spousal IRA, which it's not joint. IRAs are still in one person's name. But as long as at least one spouse has enough earned income to cover both contributions, so that you know, self-employment or, you know, you working, as long as you have at least $16,000 in earned income, then you could both contribute to that Roth IRA. Or a retirement plan that is going to be available to you. Obviously, that TRS, you're going to get what you get out of that. If you have the ability to do salary deferral into a 457 plan, you know, that would be the next best option, which would be, you know, you can put in quite a bit of money in that 457 plan. It would either be $23,000 or 100% of your compensation. So, you know, that would be an option. And then if you're over 50, you can put in another 7,500. So that would allow you to put in up to 30,500 in that 457, as a catch up. So I think between your teacher's retirement and the 457 that you're participating in, and perhaps increasing the contribution to get up to the max, if you have the ability to do that, and the $16,000 between the two IRAs for you and your husband, so long as you have at least $16,000 in earned income. So even though he's not working, he could do that as a spouse. You guys, you know, can put away quite a bit of money. You know, that's $46,000 right there just for 2024 between the 457B and the two IRAs. So hopefully that helps you. I know we lost you there, and unfortunately, we're not able to get a follow-up from you. But if you have further questions, don't hesitate to call in the future. Lord bless you. Let's go to Kentucky. Hi, Michelle. Go ahead.
I just had a question. I have an employee, and when I retire, I'm 52 now, but when I retire, I would get about $750 a month with this pension. However, about once a year, I get a letter in the mail that says that they will pay out a lump sum. If I, like, forfeit my pension, they would give me a lump.
Oh, we're losing you. Are you back with us? All right. So I didn't hear the full question, but I think I understand of it. And so there's always this question when you have a retirement plan inside an annuity product that allows you, generally you can choose, do I want the lump sum or do I want the annuity? And, you know, deciding to that is an important consideration because there's pros and cons to both. I mean, with regard to the lump sum, the benefit is you have control over the funds, you have potential for more growth and more flexibility on how to use the money, because if you needed to pull more of it, you know, for any reason, long-term care or could be anything, major improvement to the house, by taking the lump sum. You don't with the annuity. You also have inheritance options. So with a lump sum, that could be passed on to the heirs if you don't use it all, but some annuities stop payments after you die. Now, the downside to the lump sum is there's the risk of poor management or just the risk of the market going down and the investment choices declining in value, and you're not guaranteed there. There's also tax implications depending on how you receive it, and there's no guaranteed income. The upside of the annuity is that guaranteed income, that steady and reliable income stream to money. And so make sure that continues throughout both of your lives, although it could go away, you know, at the end and therefore not have anything to pass on to heirs. You know, the downside is just, you know, what I mentioned before, which is the lack of control and inflation risk and no money to heirs, depending on the situation. So I think you just need to think through your situation. If you all are kind of have a gap between the income sources you have, let's say Social Security, and what you need to balance your budget, and this annuity income stream would solve that gap and give you peace of mind to know that now my bills are covered for the rest of our lives, it may be enough value to you to say that would give me peace of mind. But if that's not the case, maybe this is surplus beyond guaranteed income sources that are already in place. In that case, I kind of like the lump sum option because it gives you the flexibility to get to the money, and it's money that could be given away to heirs or to charity at your death. So I think it's something to think through. It may be worth visiting with an advisor to consider. And if you want to find one, you could find a CKA in your area on our website at faithfi.com. Just click find a professional. Thanks for your call today. That's going to do it for us. Taylor Stanrich, Sandy Dickinson, and Devin Patrick. Grateful for those fine folks and everybody here at FaithFi. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.